take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show. This is a terrific Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information coming out of Lansing. Perspective potential bills both the Republicans and Democrats want to get done when they come back from their summer vacation. The door knocking they did, the primary, it's over. Now it's getting back to work after Labor Day. One of the things that we're looking at is what will actually get done with the Republican majority in the House, Democrat majority in the Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer's last hurrah. This is her last lame duck session. As a result, she has certain things she wants to accomplish. Senate Democrats have their wish list. House Republicans have some things they want to do. But it's a split bicameral legislature. Republicans 58 to 52 Democrats. State Senate 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. And there you have in the middle her legacy session, Governor Gretchen Whitmer at stake. What are they going to be able to work out? What are they going to be able to negotiate? What are they going to be able to compromise? What are they going to find common ground on? Now, based on the history between the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, and Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, they basically hate each other. As a matter of fact, Matt Hall almost refuses to even talk to Winnie Brinks. He's gone to basically the second in command, Sam Singh, senior senator, term limited out in Lansing, to be his go-to guy to get anything done with the Senate. But more importantly, he's been working with the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, directly. And even if necessary for federal funding, he's even reached out to President Donald Trump. Selfridge Air Force Base improvements, perfect example. Matt Hall, the Republicans, wanted it started this year. They wanted it funded. There's improvements that need to be made to the runways and the hangars. out at Selfridge Air Force Base for the new fighter jets that are coming. And they want them delivered in 2028 before the November next presidential election. Matt Hall pushed, absolutely pushed Governor Gretchen Whitmer to get it done. As a result, she even held a press conference with the president out at Selfridge Air Force Base when they announced the funding. Going to be that type of leadership. Matt Hall is going to have to perform, produce with Governor Gretchen Whitmer if they're going to get anything done the last 3 months of this year. September, October, November, basically a week or so into December, and that's it. It's over. Goodbye, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We're going to talk with Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's office. Text me any messages, questions you have. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Tuesday. As usual, joining us on the line right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. I'm going to be scheduling a CT scan of my right replaced shoulder. Clicking is getting worse. Pain waking me up in the middle of the night. I'm going to schedule a visit with you to get another deep tissue laser light therapy treatment on it. But I think there's something wrong in the attachments. It's a replaced shoulder joint, Stacy. It's titanium. Okay. Right. Why is it clicking? That's what I mean. I understand bone on bone. I understand, been there, done it. That's why the shoulder was replaced in 2019. But what is this clicking with a titanium shoulder joint?
Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm fed up with it. And it's like, okay, time to figure out something. But in the meantime, I will be coming and scheduling a treatment with you. But you also had someone that had a severe back issue and been to the doctor, hospital, doctor, whatever. Explain that whole situation, what you just helped someone dealing with severe back pain.
Well, this person ended up finding out after a week on the couch and then going to the doctor, going for an MRI, that there was a fractured thoracic lumbar, which is in the middle of your back. That a fracture just, you know, it could just be a slight fracture or you know, it's not
stress fracture.
It's not
whatever.
It's not a break.
Right.
But just was finding life totally impossible, not able to do anything. Lay on the couch, really, was the only thing. Sit on the couch, lay on the couch, hold still. And so
what did they break down and do?
They did not know that they had done that. But there was nothing specific that they had done.
Did they go to the doctor?
Yeah. Went to the doctor, got an MRI, and then now they have an appointment with a surgeon, but it's for a month out. And so I ended up treating this person's thoracic back just with the laser like I do everyone else. And she went from a 8 or 9. She had what she felt like was a 10 when she went to the ER, et cetera, was on medication, whatever, had brought it down to an 8 by the time she came to me. And then we just treated it one time. She came in the next day and she went from like an 8 to a 1.
In two treatments?
One treatment.
One treatment, the first treatment.
And then she got another treatment
for the second treatment.
Zero, but is no longer taking any of the pain medications. So you can imagine what my express instructions were. Pretend like you still have it. Even if you don't feel it, because isn't that glorious? A better lifestyle.
Right.
Because she's preparing for some things in her home. And so just like let your husband do it.
Right.
Have your husband do it. And for the next 6 weeks, and especially until you get to your surgeon, don't do anything just like you were before.
Sure. So, now, one thing I want to stop you right there. My cousin, my mom and I are his guardians, and he was at a senior assisted living facility in a bathtub shower and got done with the shower, stepped out over the tub and slipped on the wet ceramic tile floor and landed right on the tub edge and stretch fractured L1 and L3.
Mm-hmm.
And This is the middle of your back, the thoracic towards the bottom. This is the back structure, the longest vertebrae basically in the back, where all the stress for standing and just being able to walk is all predicated on having a strong, you know, thoracic and L1, L7 range in your back. And they took him to the hospital, same thing, did an MRI. It was a slight stress fracture is what they said.
Good.
So I'm wondering if this maybe the similar, you know, vocabulary they use with this lady. But here's the thing. They did not recommend surgery right away. They prescribed a back brace with pain pills
right
before bed. And he had to wear the brace, you know, basically even in his sleep while he was sleeping, could only take it off while getting into the shower. And
gotcha.
He had to put it right back on. It took almost 3 months before he was confident enough to take that brace off and try to walk without it.
Right, right.
And that's scary when you can't even walk, or like this lady, you know, couldn't do anything but lay on the couch in pain.
Right, right. Exactly. But now she doesn't have pain.
Now, this surgeon, she's still planning on going and visiting with the surgeon for a consult. But if she's not having any pain, what do you think the process is going to be? What's your guesstimate?
Well, I am not positive what the recommendation will be, but now that she doesn't have pain, she can move around, have a better quality of life, yet let her body heal. And this machine actually helps her body heal itself faster. So it's going to kickstart it into healing itself. And it doesn't mean that it'll fix the fracture. I mean, your body's going to help with that already, but it'll help all the surrounding damaged tissues, etc., that have been dealing with this. And she has the best chance of healing on her own, which, you know, it's not my judgment call. It'll be between her and her doctor. But she seems to be very, very excited. And she couldn't get into the doctor any sooner anyway. So she just doesn't have to do all of the groggy, foggy medication that could be addicting in the meantime.
Right.
I've spoken to her, and she's being very, very careful, you know, as if she were, you know, not treated and just sitting and laying around to the greatest degree. And that's it for until she sees her doctor.
Right. Now, how did this occur? Did she slip and fall?
No, there was no major incident.
She just woke up one morning and all of a sudden she had this pain.
Something like that. It was just some simple ADL, activities of daily life, just normal
doing thing.
She wasn't lifting 150 pounds. She wasn't, you know, there wasn't a specific incident for sure.
Okay. Now,
And
without violating
with other people
too. Well, without violate, I want to get on her case, stay on her case for a second.
Okay.
Without violating HIPAA violation, how old is this woman approximately?
Approximately mid-50s, early 60s, something
Whoa.
Like that.
Okay, because...
Very active.
Well, the main reason I ask is Missy is experiencing, in scanning a lot of people, especially women, osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
She's very noticing common. A lot of, you know, vertebrae feedback she gets on her scan. She's like, you have probably very much a calcium, you know, deficiency in your bone structure, because I'm noticing potential for osteoporosis. And, you know, a stress fracture like that could happen just simply because of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely could.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, you mentioned you do have other people that you've been treating, people you've been seeing for lower back pain. This is somewhat... I guess almost maybe your number one symptom when people come in, area that you treat with the laser light therapy. Other people are experiencing this too. Any of them coming in like this lady where she didn't actually slip and fall, land on anything?
Yes. And they're coming in for multiple things. So another listener of yours came in and had multiple things needed. So a knee and a shoulder. And there were no incidents either for those. So it could be just that we're getting a little older. We have used parts and maybe there's an injury in our youth. So we just don't know for sure. And that's okay. I mean, you still need to take care of it and do something about it. And if you don't do it, no one else will.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things that I can absolutely attest to is the severity of the pain. The lower back one I did, now this couple years ago, actually, was when I was out there and spent an entire Saturday without a break. I think I came in and had a light lunch and went right back at it. Was out there pulling weeds, you know, down on one knee, right. Bending over, you know, pulling weeds. Or let's see, it's, I'm going to say 60, 70 feet wide by 200, 250 feet is the area where I planted the periwinkle. I mean, it was, you know, almost the size of a football field. And spent the whole Saturday out there, woke up the next morning, couldn't get out of bed. Right. I mean, it was, you know, it was painful for me to even, you know, after taking a soak in my tub, to get to do the show on Monday, and then drove right up, and thank God had a chiropractic adjustment with Dr. Gary, and then you treated my lower back. The pain went away almost instantly. It was amazing. The next day, for sure, it was gone. And this is something I think people, you know, they hear this and they hear us talking on it, about it on the radio, Stacey, and they go, you know, this almost sounds too good to be true.
Oh yeah.
Are and you it's hearing very, a lot it's of
very,
that?
Yes, and it's very, very hard to believe. There are some things that are, you really need about 6 treatments for an acute condition and mm-hmm. about 10 to 12 for a chronic condition. So if someone comes in, has Parkinson's disease, has arthritic hands, you know, it's been going on for years and years, you're not going to take care of it in 1 or 2 treatments.
Right.
Now, if you have a new incident, a new, you know, acute incident, it's very seldom, you know, maybe, you know, 2 out of 10 that it just gets taken care of in 1 or 2 treatments like you and like this lady.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean that you don't keep doing something. Like, she's going to keep doing it. It won't be as often if she doesn't have any pain, but just to keep the,
the healing process
together, create adenosine triphosphate, which helps, you know, accelerate, you know, all of your cell replication, et cetera, and all of the cleansing and healing of everything. So it's just kicking the can down the road, and just want to keep kicking it before it stops, just to keep your body healing at its quickest. And, you know, you want the rest. You want to do all the other things that you can do, eat well, and not re-injure it, to make sure your healing goes as quickly as it can. But you bet, it sounds too good to be true. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen,
I do have friends that have come also, and, you know, they couldn't believe it until they really had it done. So
right,
I understand.
Exactly.
I totally get it. That's why I do the Trucker Randy special, buy 2 for $99, just to try it. Let yourself have a chance of experiencing it yourself.
Exactly.
You know, can't beat that.
Well, I'm going to give out the phone number, 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. You'll talk with Carlene. She'll ask you some qualifying questions, get you scheduled. Located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from PNC Bank. So greatly appreciate everything you guys do. If you want me to text you this screenshot, all you have to do, you all have my phone number, 231-360-5140. Just text me Laser, LASER. My phone is set up to auto reply back with this phone number, address, and you can give them a call, schedule your own treatment. And I highly recommend also getting a chiropractic adjustment with Dr. Gary while you're there, if you can. So, Stacey, final thought real quick, about 10, 15 seconds.
Well, it's just non-invasive, and it's pain-free. So there's no reason to not do it if you're afraid of anything. So come on in and try it, and give me a couple chances. Do a couple,
yeah,
make sure that we can get your pain under control.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent.
Right.
Again, text me Laser. I'll send you the information. And Stacey, hang on for a second. I want to talk to you here after the break.
All right.
Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.